This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A jury found the Aurora police officer who stopped Elijah McClain and put him in a carotid hold not guilty in McClain's death. Nathan Woodyard faced charges of reckless manslaughter and the lesser charge of criminally negligent homicide. He was allowed to go home from the courtroom this afternoon. Candace Bailey is a local Aurora activist who organized protests over McClain's death.
You know, it's going to take a lot. It's going to take a lot. It is not just one simple thing. There has to be accountability. These officers who are losing their post-certification need to be held accountable, and post needs to do their job.
An Adams County jury deliberated for one day before delivering the verdict. State prosecutors argued Woodyard's use of force and his ignoring police training led to McClain's death, but the jury agreed with the defense, which said the only killer in the case was the ketamine. The high cost of housing and affordability are prompting cities like Denver to find new ways to cut costs for residents while fighting climate change. Liz Babcock is in charge of climate action and sustainability for the city of Denver.
I think the work of climate action has to engage everyone in our community. We are experiencing an affordability crisis in our community, and so pairing climate action and clean energy with programs that actually lower people's energy costs is really important.
That includes community solar panels that offset power costs for income-qualified families and incentives for homeowners to install rooftop solar. You're listening to CPR News. Stay here for more All Things Considered.